Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The third week of the 2020 regular legislative session has passed. The deadline for making requests for general bills and constitutional amendments to be drafted is Thursday, February 20, 2020. The Mississippi Department of Revenue highlights the beginning distribution of the use tax diversion revenue. On Wednesday, January 22nd, the Department of Revenue presented before the Senate Finance Committee regarding their agency structure and operations in addition to revenue collections by the department. One of the major highlights of the discussion pertained to the state's use tax collection. The department director, Herb Frierson, informed the Senate Finance Committee that the first round of the use tax diversion revenue to local governments were issued on January 15th. Mr. Frierson also noted that the second round of revenue distributions will be issued in the month of July. Note, as a reminder, this revenue distribution comes from House Bill 1 that was passed in August during the special legislative session of 2018. The revenue diversion consists of three different diversions. A 15% diversion use tax for counties will be phased in over a four-year period. A 5% use tax diversion for the Local System Bridge Program will be phased in over a four-year period. And another 15% use tax diversion for municipalities that will be phased in over a four-year period. Chiefs of staffs were officially named for the House and Senate Chamber Executives. On Wednesday, January 22, 2020, the Speaker of the House, Representative Philip Gunn, named Mr. Trey Dillinger as his official Chief of Staff. Prior to this appointment, Mr. Dillinger spent the majority of his professional career in private law. Earlier in the month, Lieutenant Governor Delbert Hoseman named Nathan Upchurch as his official Chief of Staff. Prior to his appointment, Mr. Upchurch served as the Chief of Staff for the Lieutenant Governor when he was the Mississippi Secretary of State. House Chamber announces committee chairpersons. On Thursday, January the 23rd, the House Chamber announced its committee assignment / leadership for the next 4 years. Although all committees are important, the following committees often work on public policy that has significant impact to county government. Ways and Means. Chairperson, Representative Trey Lamar. Appropriations, Chairperson, Representative John Reed. County Affairs, Chairperson, Representative Larry Byrd. Accountability, Efficiency, and Transparency, Chairperson, Representative Randy Boyd. And Transportation, Chairperson, Representative Charles Busby. The Association of Supervisors will have the full list of all the new committee chair assignments on the website. Legislative measures introduced that impact county government. Senate Bill 2006 is a measure that provides counties with the discretion to determine the interval of time for providing notice to financial institutions of the opening of the bidding process for servicing as depository for county funds. No action has been taken on this measure as of yet. This concludes this week's legislative update. The House and Senate will reconvene on Monday, January the 27th at 4 p.m. Thank you.